Holy moly, there's a draft in here. What does it say? On the episode for January 4th, 2019, there is cover art of mold organisms. Image credit. t.me/notes-on-refuge/3007. And the mold organisms on the cover art, from a distance, they really do look like blackberries. They don't, but they do. And if you don't look closely, you might not see it for a number of reasons. And when I see that picture, I think, how interesting that the mold looks good to eat.
We've gone back to this place. We've gone to another place that seems like this other place. This is where we're experiencing a kind of deja something. Deja whatever. Oh my, is that a bee? Hello, little bee. I am supposed to use this thing. I am supposed to talk to you even if I can't remember how to make episodes. If I can't have a plan, I can still send audio to the radio. That's what it's here for. I have just in the last few minutes got my phone device back from my father, who passed it to me through the existential portal that connects our disparate worlds. Because I cannot have contact with people most of the time. I don't know how terrible that sounds, but it's pretty terrible in practice. And somehow still we coordinate to solve problems together, and boy am I lucky, because I could not fix it myself. And without this phone, the only device that has passable speech to text, I don't think I would be long for this world without this phone very long. I can't get my needs met or use my brain very well or remember crucial life-saving items of self-care. Oh, there's that bee again. Hello. And because we have found a way to fix my phone, then that means that I can, because there is a borrowable car for me right now. So I must take my opportunity to borrow this borrowable car. And then I will go out and I will be in a very different state once I get out of the house and out of the neighborhood. Chock full of toxins. But if I drive through the wildflower reserve or if I drive up to the tops of these very tall hills, I can breathe and my brain works and I can think again and I can solve problems better. Oh, a whole list of crucial, amazing effects. I was starting to do better and make episodes. I thought I was clawing my way up something significant around about the 19th, and then in the last few days, upsurgence of life-threatening infection that has been taking over my body because of too much constant poisoning, not enough access air, allows body to detox. So the last days are just scrambled. They're so scrambled. But I created stubs of a number of different episodes. I think we've got one started. I didn't even remember this one here. Intuitive has one. Spontaneous Cosmology has one. Emergent has one. That's it. See, I remember some stuff. What I want to do is to work on the radio and work on the traveling rig and work on the Broadcasters Camping Club. Excuse me. Wilderness Yoga Rescue Aid Radio Broadcasters Camping Club. I practiced. It's in my brain. That's so good. But what I really need to focus on instead, on priority at least, is just getting myself to breathing and have effective physiological strengthening on the basis of that breathing, which I simply cannot get here. Although sometimes when the breeze comes over this hill right here, I think I might survive. And then that gust of wind fades and drifts away, and I can't breathe again. But I'm so grateful for the borrowable vehicle and for the phone fixed. It was so broken by my word scramble. It was so broken, it was fixed by my dad. And my mom made ability some schedule allow for me taking car when she has to use it exhaustively all through week. So this is my chance, so I'm going to take it. So that's what I'm aiming myself at now. Usually when I really want to do something like work on the radio and work on the traveling rig, and I know that I cannot and I must focus instead on getting the body back to the strength as needed in order to function without such great likelihood dying every emergency here and there, usually that becomes the radio. And occasionally it becomes the traveling rig. But I will set those things aside for now, and I will commit to just catching snippets and making sure my body really benefits. Today is March 24th, 2019, and I think it's a Sunday on the sacred Mayan calendar. It is 13 lizard. Here's my plan. Are you ready? I am going to get up from this seat. I am going to get together some things and car keys. I am going to check the temperature outside to be sure I am dressed sufficiently. I'm going to put water in my bag. Water in my bag. Okay. And then I will stop briefly and pee. And then I will grab all of my things. I will go out to the car and I will drive to some place I can breathe.
point, you might hear from me. So it happened. I went out some number of days ago. I went out. Must have been Sunday. I came back. I got out there successfully. I don't remember much now. Series of extreme challenging things. After that point, no possibility audio. And here I am again. This is a series of experiences that those unaffected perhaps would not recognize. When I come here to talk to you, rather frequently I am crawling out of trauma amnesia, trying to figure out what just happened. What happened in the last half hour? What happened in the last 6 hours, what happened in the last few days. Intuitive public radio is an answer to the impossible question of how a severe trauma survivor survives, having compromised their ability to communicate, having unacceptably lost access to their family or community, needing others to believe them, not being able to invest in private conversations, lest they discover again and again and again and again and again that the person they're talking to is somehow unwittingly willing to harm or scapegoat them. We need to be in public solving these problems. I know that I have spent some time on Twitter, and I was thrashing in the bathtub, and it was bad, and it's still bad. In fact, it's worse because having forgotten about the physical tortures you've endured, often one forgets what is the self-care that safety assures. We can't find the self-care in our brains, because when we try to do our self-care, the people around us tell us we are a number of things. We are ingracious. We are neglectful of others. We are selfish. We're wrong. We're lying. We're addled, insane. Well, you know, you can say just about anything, like kids on a playground, and that's what it's like, except with the violence turned up to 9. When this is what survivors find, and there is already some public conversation about preventing suicide, but functionally, virtually, nearly, basically zero people responding to the very clear set of priorities in terms of changing the situations of people who find themselves suicidal, we have work to do. It's very straightforward. We haven't been able to find people to do it looking in suicide prevention circles. But we do have this intuitive public radio where I, and perhaps you yourself, may wish to broadcast what you are experiencing to develop a new kind of social authority that does not allow people to kick you to the curb and keep you from speaking on the experiences that are so crucial to communicate. Those of us who represent our cultures' severe pain response have a responsibility to communicate our pain honestly and accurately. Otherwise, nobody's going to be able to do anything.
If you'd like to get involved with what we are doing, you can follow all of our posts, all made publicly, at patreon.com/intuitivesocialincubator. You can also meet a small portion of our core team at intuitive.social/hello. You can reach out to us by emailing hello@intuitive.social, and we'll show you how to use this Intuitive Public Radio.
Have we even had that big conversation about mold yet? I think we had a bunch of pieces of it a long time ago. And I mentioned the mold organisms at the beginning of this episode, and I'm living with quite a few more here than we had hoped would be the case. Even though this is such a better and safer living space, I am surrounded by biotoxins and fraudulently regulated chemical exposures that others may not notice, but with my genetic dysregulation of my body's ability to detoxify challenging substances, I find myself in a pickle. And I am not the only one. Do you know there's this wild thing that happened while I was being extremely traumatized? And I only remember snippets of it, but I remember enough. Brandon and Amy Lilith installed a button at intuitive.social, I believe, and it's a Telegram button. And you can use it from the website to talk to Brandon or Amy Lilith or me. Whoa, that's amazing. I have been unable to use most apps other than Telegram. It has taken everything I have to get myself reasonably functional on Telegram, and as a consequence, I have lost my ability to use almost everything else without very severe seizures and very severe cumulative episodes. Not radio episodes, physiological episodes of extremity. And so having found something finally that allows people from the web to communicate with me while I am using Telegram safely, that presents a relief. I invite you to test it with me. If you browse to intuitive.social and look at the bottom right corner for a paper airplane button, send us a message, and thank you for checking it out. And I'm interested to know if you are inclined towards any particular conversation. I am deeply grateful. Human interaction. For those of you who happen to install Telegram Messenger, check out t.me/notes-on-refuge/3644 and join our conversation. Intuitive public microbe, living beings and electricity, EMFs, microorganisms. Are a crucial part of our discussions, and they are on my mind today. Those organisms that I showed you that picture of, what was it? Was it 3007? I think so. t.me/notes-on-refuge/3007.
these are just a few of the wide, wide variety of mold organisms that are available for us to get to know personally. And some of them, perhaps not these, I'm not sure, but some of them have very interesting relationships and interactions with electricity.
It's kind of hilarious to say it that way when we know that certain microbes eat and excrete electricity.
Ever since I read about that, I wondered what it meant. And I have thought repeatedly about the effects that I get from Stachybotrys specifically. It feels like a radioactive electricity upsurges in my body. I feel like I'm interacting with a field that is invisible, but made of metal. It's very uncomfortable. There's also the process of helping my body to detox all manner of substances, including tiny, 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 tiny metal particles from a leaking mercury amalgam and from the air I'm breathing and the experience I'm trying to describe to you right now is when my foot felt like it was full of large, painful metal pieces, and getting anywhere near EMF fields would make me feel like it had lit up like a transmitter, a very, very painful transmitter. When we moved those metals more effectively out of my body, my foot stopped feeling that way. I am so grateful that my foot stopped feeling that way. Talk about prevent suicide. We do have a prevent suicide channel around here somewhere, by the way, and you can find it on Telegram at t.me/prevent suicide. Okay, so I have a couple of things that I needed. Visit t.me/prevent suicide/178 for more information. Okay, just one more thing. Broadcasting to the radio is very, very hard for me. That's the understatement of the century. But sometimes when I manage to do it just the right way, it gives me more strength, it gives me more energy, and it gives me better access to my memory, because human beings are full of mirror neurons, and we need mirror neuron interactivity to repair things like complex PTSD. Talking to you over this intuitive public radio, sharing, being in community, recognizing my increased safety because of the public relationships we're building and the problems we are solving in situations of adversity, it renews the vim of my very tired, very abused body. It is an amazing blessing and a grace to me, and I'm very grateful to get to work on it. Thank you for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, my email is max@intuitive.pub. I hope you have a really good day. I'm off to self-care that I have remembered how to implement, and I'm going to go work on making myself more safe.